Ethan Boyle, back at Finn Park, captain of Wexford, and you're leaving here with a point.
Yeah, I know from playing here it's always a tough place to come, and we all knew that coming up here, regardless of the change in the team. It's a complete overhaul from the team that I was in last year, but it's always a tough place to come. So we knew it would be a tough experience. Overall, looking at it, we're probably happy with the point. Maybe we could have got three if we were a little bit better in the final third, but probably a point each, fair reflection, I'd say.
So how are things working out for you these early stages back at Wexford?
It's good, yeah. It's been a while since I've been back in Wexford. I've been around since I left. I was up at Hart for 2 years, then Dublin, then Belfast, back for another 2 years up here, and I'm back living in Wexford now. So it's good, yeah. I'm enjoying life. I had a son recently, so fairly hands-on with the little man, and enjoying life playing football. It's good.
And this first division this year, I mean, it's great to see crowds at all the venues are well up in previous years. It's going to be pretty competitive.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the teams are taking points off of each other, as we've seen so far. I mean, Athlone won their first two games, and then I'm not sure how they got on tonight, but we won against them last week, and then, you know, Harps picked up their first points last week, and another one tonight. Everyone's kind of taking points off each other, so it'll definitely be a tight league, as most years, but I think this year will be quite competitive.
So when you came up here this evening, Ryan Rainey was probably one of the few familiar faces, so it was probably strange for you playing against a Harps team that really is almost new.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I say coming up here would probably be a little bit strange, because played here for such a long time. It was a little bit weird, yeah, just warming up on the opposite side of the pitch and all. But it's football, you know, it's part of it. It was grand. I seen Rainey in the centre circle before kick-off and had a laugh with him, but yeah.
And the game itself, there wasn't too many clear-cut chances, but two sides who wanted to knock it about a bit, and a lot of young fellas there as well.
Yeah, like our team and the Harps team would be quite young. It is what it is. They tried to play football, so do we. At times the pitch doesn't allow for that. You have to kind of switch it up a bit. But yeah, it is what it is. You just have to play the game, play the conditions ahead of you. But yeah.
And finally, it's very early stages, but come the end of the campaign, who do you see as being the ones really knocking on the door to get up? Galway will be the obvious ones.
Yeah, I mean, Galway, I think they won 9-1 tonight, which was crazy. You know, they're a good team. They could probably do that to most teams, in fairness to them. So I'd say they will be up there. I'd like to think we'd be pushing for a playoff spot. We definitely have the squad there for it, players-wise. You know, if we can gel and click and start playing good football like we've been trying to do, and hopefully it comes together, then I'd say we can be pushing. But Galway and Waterford, I would say, but I'd be very optimistic on our own team as well, you know.